At the beginning of the year, Cat Williams went on the Shannon Sharp podcast and unleashed on the entirety of Hollywood. He called out big names for selling their souls and broke the internet. It's now about to be a full year since this viral podcast was released, and a lot of what Cat Williams said seems to have been proven true, as Hollywood has been flipped upside down and all its lies were revealed. Cat said that 2024 will be the year of the truth, but with all the truth he said about others, it looks like he hasn't been telling the truth about himself. Cat Williams attacked Hollywood, and when celebrities do that, they tend to lose everything. But the opposite happened for Cat Williams. Since Cat spoke out so openly, you would expect his career to pay a price or worse. They would have come for him. But since he quote-unquote exposed Hollywood, he only seems to have gotten bigger and bigger. Now, after GQ named Cat Williams Man of the Year, claiming that he opened the portal, I have started to wonder what side is Cat Williams really on. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be investigating Cat Williams to see if he's playing both sides. But before you begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone that needs to see it. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. At the beginning of the year, Cat Williams did a great job at shaking up the industry. He called people industry plants and said celebrities' number one job was to pretend like they didn't sell their souls. He also told people that when it comes to P. Diddy, you gotta tell him no. Something the world has come to fully learn this year with all the Diddy lawsuits and accusations. Cat Williams' podcast with Shannon Sharp did over 80 million views, and that's just on YouTube. This means that at least 80 million people witnessed Cat Williams call out the industry for what it really is, a bunch of sellouts. After this, I was expecting Cat Williams to retire or fall back from Hollywood, as he didn't seem scared about talking out. We all know what happens to those who speak out against the industry. They lose everything and some of them stop existing. With how Cat Williams was talking, it seemed like he had a plan. It appeared like he was ready for war. But if you paid any attention to Cat Williams this year, he seems to have had the opposite outcome. His popularity only got bigger. He only got more industry support, and he even ended up getting another Netflix special. Now, to me, that didn't make any sense whatsoever, as Cat Williams seemed to be going against the industry, right? Or so I thought. Now I'm left with the question, what side is Cat Williams really on? Is he playing everyone? Is he truly against the industry? Or is he just controlled opposition? See, Cat Williams seemed to have had issues with Hollywood several times throughout his career. Back in the 2000s, he seemed to get himself in issues with Hollywood after he joked about the strange industry mansion parties. Parties that we now know are called freak-offs. Cat, during the middle of his comedy special The Pimp Chronicles, started poking fun at what he claims he saw at these mansion parties, claiming he was seeing men kissing and a bunch of other strange behavior.
It's a separate party in little rooms. I ain't been famous that got long. I'm excited that I'm gonna be at the mansion party. You be looking at all the rooms and you round and look in the wrong room and come here. Is that just kissing?
After Cat Williams said this during a stand-up show, it seemed like he made himself a target. He began getting frequently arrested and almost seemed to be getting blackballed. This is something that Cat spoke about himself in 2013. Back in 2013, he gave this interview where he seemed to suggest that he was against the Illuminati. He was quoted saying that when you're against the Illuminati, you get punched in the face all the time, the press hates them, and nobody likes them.
Illuminati. We are against the Illuminati at our own detriment. When people are against the Illuminati, the press hates them, and nobody likes them. End quote. It's not necessary for us to stir up that hornet's nest as we intend to get stung a million times. I didn't understand that. They had to sting me a million times. I'm still not going to join. But
Now, I agree with Cat Williams here. When people choose to go against the establishment, they get punished. They not only lose everything, but they become a target of the press. Just like Cat suggested. The only thing is that this hasn't happened to Cat Williams. At the beginning, it might have seemed like it was, but as time went on, Cat was still being cast for movies in Hollywood and getting comedy specials worth millions. For example, Cat Williams gave this interview claiming he's against the Illuminati while doing a movie for the very people he was calling out. This interview was being done as press for his role in the movie Scary Movie 5. Now, just by looking it up, you will find out which studio produced the movie Scary Movie 5. It was no other than the Weinstein Company, owned by no other than Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein is definitely one of of those elite men in Hollywood who was a part of the cabal that runs the industry. While Kat was talking about being against the quote-unquote Illuminati, he was clearly working for them, making movies for them and getting paid by them. What's kind of ironic is that Kat Williams called out Harvey Weinstein during his Shannon Sharp interview, but had no issues working with him in the past. That's a major red flag to me, and it starts to reveal some inconsistencies. Even like he claimed in his first special when he was talking about the industry parties. By him saying what he saw at the parties, he admitted that he was invited and attended them. He was there to witness that behavior himself. If Kat was truly against the industry like he claimed back in 2013, he wouldn't be where he is today. This is something I overlooked before because he did seem like an enemy of the industry, as he was constantly in the headlines for negative reasons, and it did seem like the press hated him for a while. Now fast forward to 2024 when he decided to call out so many names in Hollywood and again quote unquote expose the industry, we haven't seen anything like that happen to him. Chad said that those who are against the industry get punched in the face and the press hates them. Yet, Kat got 80 million views exposing the industry and the press seems to love him more than ever. GQ labeled Kat Williams the man of the year for exposing Hollywood, which makes zero sense. If the industry is supposed to be against you for calling them out, why in the world are they praising you, calling you the man of the year? We all know GQ is a part of the system. This GQ magazine is what made me second guess everything and look deeper into Kat Williams, as they called Kat Williams the man who opened the portal. What in the occult did they mean by this? The photos for the GQ article also seem rather suspicious, as Kat Williams is dressed in cloaks and posing strangely like the very people who are occultists. Not only did Kat Williams get named Man of the Year by GQ, but he also got a Netflix special. I decided to check out the special to see what he's talking about, and he's literally in the special mocking people who believe he was against the Illuminati. He tells a joke about in his spare time he infiltrates the Illuminati, steals their secrets, and tells us. He said this in a mocking tone, clearly suggesting that he's joking. We gotta be honest here. If Kat was truly against the Illuminati, there wouldn't be any Netflix specials. He wouldn't be called GQ's Man of the Year. That's contradicting in itself. It's the same with what happened in 2013 when he claimed he was against the Illuminati while doing press for a movie made by the Illuminati. The man has been in several Hollywood films since as well. If he was against the industry, this wouldn't be happening. Kat Williams even told us during his Shannon Sharp interview that the Illuminati offered him and Ludacris a deal, claiming that the Illuminati proposed a deal to both of them, stating that whoever was gonna cut their hair would get $200 million, referring to the Fast and the Furious movie roles. You have to pay attention to what he was saying and how he was saying it. In order for the Illuminati to offer you a deal, you gotta be down with them in the first place. They're not gonna offer anything to someone who is quote-unquote exposing them. Kat Williams is telling us he's a part of the club by saying this. Understand this. If Kat Williams was exposing things the elite don't want out there, this interview wouldn't have come out, and it definitely would have not gotten 80 million views. YouTube censors pretty much every video I drop. At this point, it's only really shown to the people who have been subscribed to me. Most of the time, my videos aren't even getting shown to all of those that are subscribed. They do this because they don't want to expose my platform to others. The only reason I have gotten this many subs to begin with is due to other creators reacting to my content. For example, the interview I did with Jonathan Hay was taken by a smaller YouTube channel and reposted without my permission. Now, I'm not upset about this because many other creators do the same thing, but the interview on my channel did only 100k, while my same interview on that channel did over 900,000. To make matters worse, the YouTube channel who reposted my video had a lot less subscribers than me, way less than 100k. The reason this happened is because I've been shadow banned. YouTube doesn't like what I talk about. That's why videos get blocked for no reason and so on and so on. I'm not complaining about it. I have been dealing with this for a long time. I know it comes with what I do, and I'm okay with it. But I say this to prove my point. YouTube wouldn't have pushed Kat Williams' content if it was truly exposing anything. It would have been shadow banned, and no massive platform would have been talking about it. Every major news station was talking about that Kat Williams interview. Remember, Kat Williams said the press wouldn't be talking about you, but they were definitely talking about him. Now let's get into some of the questionable symbolism that Kat has been using. The first thing we need to talk about is Kat Williams' new woke folk chain. Since he showed up with his chain on the Shannon Sharp interview, people have had questions about it. A lot of people have been linking this chain to the Freemasons. Now I know a good amount about the Freemasons because I've been exposing them for years. The only thing is, I didn't initially see this as a Masonic symbol. I didn't know of any Masonic symbol that looked like this or said folk woke, but I did notice the chain was a compass. If you know anything about the Freemasons, you will know their main symbol is a Masonic square and compasses, but it doesn't necessarily look like his chain. Cat Williams actually told us exactly what this symbol really is. According to Cat Williams, this symbol is connected to the Anunnaki. On the Joe Rogan podcast, he claimed that the symbol was an Anunnaki timekeeping compass that the Anunnaki would wear on their wrists. Now, I can't play the video here because it would get copyright claimed and blocked, but you can go watch it on the Joe Rogan platform. This is another massive red flag. Why is Cat Williams wearing symbols related to the Anunnaki theory, which is an occult theory to explain how our world was created? The story of the Anunnaki is about an alien species that came down and created the modern humans to be slaves for them. It goes completely against the Christian beliefs and is lumped in with other New Age occult theories. A person who pushes this theory a lot is Billy Carson, and he was recently exposed for being a fraud. On top of this, Cat Williams has photos showing his Masonic alliance with the one-eye symbolism. In this photo, not only is Cat Williams doing the one-eye symbolism, but he's also throwing up the 666 hand gesture. In this photo, he's doing the one-eye symbolism again, hiding one of his eyes on the chair he's sitting on. These are pictures he took on purpose to show his alliance. The one-eye symbolism is directly tied to the god Horus and the Freemasons. The Freemasons are the real Illuminati, and I've exposed this several times. The Masons are the ones really running the show. On top of this, Cat Williams tattooed an owl on his chin. The owl is another occult symbol. It is actually the symbol of the Illuminati, and it's the mascot of the Bohemian Grove. The Bohemian Grove is an elite retreat that hosts only the most powerful men in the world yearly. They host a cremation of care ritual where they perform a mock sacrifice ritual. They perform this mock ritual to this giant owl statue. The same owl symbol Drake uses for his record label and Cat Williams got tattooed on his chin. I used to think Cat Williams was forced to be against the industry. I used to think that the reason he hadn't been taken out was because, like he said, he has paid for industry secrets and was using it as leverage. Maybe he did buy secrets, but I'm pretty sure he's a part of that club. I have to admit, I was wrong when it came to him. He's just like Kanye, controlled opposition, put in place by the enemy to misguide, to play the other side that they can control. It's like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. They're two opposition brands that are controlled by the same billionaire investors. They allow the competition to exist to provide the illusion of choice, but they own the competition. Cat Williams is being used for the same reason, so it could seem that some celebrities are against the Illuminati. Those who run our world want to control not only the puppets pushing the agenda, but those speaking out against it. This way, they control it all. There are many controlled oppositions out there nowadays, and they're easy to spot. They were in Hollywood, and then out of nowhere, they start pretending that they're not. Like Russell Brand, for example. These guys are all controlled opposition. People like me who have been exposing the industry since the beginning are always suppressed. People tell me all the time that they were either unsubbed from the channel or haven't been shown my videos in months to the point where they think I stopped posting. I post videos literally every single day. That's what happens though when you dedicate your channel to exposing the truth. Channels that expose the truth don't get 80 million views. They don't have long Hollywood careers and Netflix specials, and they don't get invited to platforms like Piers Morgan. Those are people who work for the industry. One thing is for sure, Cat Williams is controlled opposition. I want to know what you guys think below. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you to subscribe if you're not, and please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.